Blog Talk Radio.
Whether or not I could be heard over it, so I wanted to be sure that we had as much time being heard as possible.
All righty, hon. Well, I have no idea what you said because you're very gentle voiced and I couldn't hear you at all. So I'm just going to repeat whatever you said, probably in my own way. Dr. Keone, our co-host, is not here today because he is stuck in traffic. He called us right before the show. He was 30 to 40 miles from his destination, and he'll try to make it in if he can by the end of the show. If not, we're all on our own. So what we've got today is my dear husband, Nagashiva Ironwood, and our good friend, Tammy Lee, who is going to be helping us run the show. And as usual, we are brought to you by LuckyMojo.com, DrKeone.com, JujuCentral.net, Forum.LuckyMojo.com, you name it, including all our good friends at HoodooPsychics.com and ReadersAndRootWorkers.org and MissionaryIndependentSpiritualChurch.org, and you name it. So before we start today, we're here to take your calls, and we are here to read cards for you. And also, most importantly, to give you some ideas and information about remediative root work that you can do for your own situation. But before we start that, we're going to pretend that Dr. Keone asked me, how are things this week? And then I'm going to answer him. So how things are this week? Well, we have been very, very busy at the shop. We have been painting the Lucky Mojo shop. And I had promised people pictures, but they're so depressing. I haven't put them up. I tell you, nothing looks worse than the whole shop torn apart with paint drop cloths and paint all over the place. But we're making progress. We're going to have, instead of a dingy off-white ceiling with the years of smoke stains on it, we're going to have a beautiful aqua green ceiling. And it's just going to be very pretty. And but I will try to put some photos up. We are working very hard on the painting project. Our friend Don and his helper Sarah are doing the painting for us. Now, the other things that's been going on lately, the Crystal Silence League, I wanted to mention that just a little bit. I know some of you have been asking about it. We had a workshop on it at the May workshops. And the Crystal Silence League booklet has been prepared. This is instructions in how to use a crystal ball to send and receive, as an aid to concentration, we should say, to send and receive spiritual guidance and messages, prayers, and uplift. If you all have ever worked with a crystal, either to do scrying, to tell the future, or work with a crystal for healing, where you might use a crystal point, a crystal wand, or a crystal ball for healing, you would know that that's two parts of what crystals can do. There are two other parts. One is to send, one is to receive. And we sometimes will sit with a crystal ball and focus on somebody, maybe even put a petition or a prayer for them under the ball and send to them. Also, we can receive from them. If you leave the crystal, especially by your bedside at night, you can receive messages. But anyway, if you sit at it, you can receive messages. How is my friend doing? You know, questions like that can be answered with a crystal ball. So there was a man who did this type of work back in 1919. His name was C. Alexander, and he started a group called the Crystal Silence League, where messages of uplift and prayer and hope and helpfulness were sent by him to all the members of the league. Well, he is long gone. He passed in the 1950s. And we've revived the Crystal Silence League so that we can all help each other, just like in the old Lucky Mojo spirit or spirit of this radio show, where all of us get together and we all help each other, and we send messages to one another. If you have a crystal ball, you can join the Crystal Silence League. If you don't have a crystal ball, you can get one and join the Crystal Silence League. It's not about the crystal balls. It's about helping one another. We do like people to use a crystal because it does help you focus. We do believe this is true, and C. Alexander demonstrated it for many, many years. So if you're interested in the Crystal Silence League, you might want to go to crystalsilenceleague.org, and that would indicate to you more about the Crystal Silence League. Now, the Crystal Silence League is an outgrowth of missionary independent spiritual churches, and that brings up one other thing I'd like to mention today, and that is that some of our very good friends and partners and members of the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers have been guided by Spirit to start churches, as I was, and as Deacon Millett has been. Our little denomination has grown very quickly. And we have now added to our denomination Miss Bree as a pastor and her mother, Mama Hen, Priestess Brenda is her name, and they have begun their own church in San Antonio, Texas, which is the Sanctuary of United Light, which is Soul, S-O-U-L. And you can drop on by sanctuaryofunitedlight.org, and you'll see their beginnings of their beautiful little website for their church. And they are also members of the Crystal Silence League, and we'll pray for you. Prayer is free. All you need is a crystal ball to be able to, get that material sent to you through spiritual means. Now, another one of our readers at AIR, Valentina Burton, has also a church of her own with her partner. So it's Valentina and her partner David Alexander are pastoring their church, which is Sacred Clarity Spiritual Church, and that's in Dallas, Texas. And they have their own website, which is Sacred Clarity Spiritual Church.org. And so again, they are also members of the Crystal Silence League, and they are also able to send prayers and messages of help to those who need them, and prayer is free. So check out sacredclarityspiritualchurch.org. All right? So that's my messages for the day, and I hope I didn't take too long to talk about them. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed one. Miss Robin Peterson, Sister Robin Conjure, Robin Peterson, who is the shop manager of Lucky Mojo, has begun her own small chapel, which is also part of the Crystal Silence League, and it is Santissima Muerte Chapel of Perpetual Pilgrimage in Forestville, California, and you can find her on the web at santissimamuertechapel.org. And she has beautiful plans to have a roving, transportable chapel for Santa Muerte, Holy Death, that anyone can come and visit and leave prayers to. It's santissimamuertechapel.org. And she's also a member of the Crystal Silence League. So if anybody wants to find any of these, you can also find them through Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, and you can go to the denominations page, and all of the denominations are listed there. And there are two more that are just starting. One is houseofprophecy.org, and House of Prophecy is not associated with AIR at this time, but this is associated with Missionary Independent Spiritual Church. Houseofprophecy.org, Reverend Jeffrey Vanderson, and that's in Birmingham, Alabama. And so if all y'all down in Birmingham, Alabama, House of Prophecy is now a member of the Crystal Silence League. And the last one, which has not yet put up a website, is Divine Harmony Spiritual Church in Miami. So this is the year of the churches. We're just so thrilled. And I had to give all those names and all those shout-outs because all of these people are putting a lot of care and love and work into this free outreach, the Crystal Silence League. We will pray for you. There is nothing, no charge. It's just, you know, we're just going to be doing this for the good of all. Now, Miss Michael. Hi, Miss Michael. Miss Michael's in the chat room, and I have to give a little call out to Miss Michael. She is a wonderful reader at AIR. And she says, Jeffrey Anderson, Conjure in African American Society, Jeffrey Anderson. No, this is Jeffrey Vanderson. Okay, V-A-N. I'll tell you the truth. The man was born with the name Jeffrey V. Anderson, and he's been so often confused with Jeffrey E. Anderson since they both work in Conjure and they both are spiritual people. But Jeffrey Vanderson is a pastor, so he's taken the name Jeffrey Vanderson so people don't think that he's the Conjure in African American Society book guy. And it is a great book, by the way. And I see Conjureman Ali says, great book, it is. And Conjureman Ali, hello, hi, nice to see you here. But Jeffrey Vanderson, okay, Birmingham, Alabama. I know there's too many people with similar names. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry that took all too many minutes, but let's see if we can get some callers in. We have people who have written down what their issues are, and they want us to do readings for them and to prescribe some root work. So, Tammy Lee, are you there?
I am here, Ms. Catton. Good afternoon to you. Sounds like
Hi. We
have a lot of great things going on with the members of AIR and the Outreach and the Crystal Silence League. What great news to have.
Well, I know it's just really been something. This has been going along for a while, and you know how these things just happen. It just all of a sudden this spring we announced the Crystal Silence League, and everybody said, I'm here, and it's really happening. It's just beautiful, and I certainly want all of those who are spiritualists by heart to certainly consider that this is a spiritualist movement. And I see Donna Lee in the chat room, and I know Donna Lee has a spiritualist background. This is a spiritualist work in the old spiritualist tradition with a little bit of what you might call new thought decorations added on, positive work. Thanks for... you know, and you were there at the first workshop of the Crystal Silence League. What did you think about it,
Miss Kat? It was so powerful. There were just so many wonderful people that were around and joining in the Crystal Silence League, and we had we also had a very special blessing for Miss Bree, and the outreach that these wonderful individuals have, and just the power and behind it, it's healing power. Just it's quite incredible. So I encourage all of you to please look into some of the links that we've tried to definitely provide you. And these are just some of the greatest people in the world, and certainly the biggest hearts in the world and some of the most brilliant minds. So I felt very special and very honored to be a part of that that very first certainly meeting. It was indeed a pleasure.
It was wonderful, and it was wonderful to have you there too, hon. And you know what's so important about it? We talk about this show is brought to you by LuckyMojo.com and DrKieran.com. Those are all .coms. You know what I'm saying? .com.
Yes, ma'am.
And and this is not. This is, you know, as I always say, prayer is free. Miss Michael says, I've been praying with the help of my crystal balls every day, and I do too. Every day when I go into the church to do readings for people, before I do the readings or between them if I have a moment, I just sit with a very nice clear crystal, and I also have a black crystal. Those are my two colors. And I send out prayers for all those who need them and hope they hear me. And support them in their walk through life, you know. And it's just, you know, it's really a joy to be able to do that work. So let's get on to today's work, which is to take calls from our listeners.
Okay, Ms. Kat. And what we're going to do here today. We've got callers certainly from both forums, LuckyMojo.com and, of course, GigiCentral.net. And what we're going to do is we're going to take some newer callers first, but certainly hang tight if you have pre-registered on either one of the sites, because what we're going to do is we're going to definitely do our best to and go ahead and try to get to everyone, but we're going to take the newer callers first, and we certainly thank you all for joining us. This afternoon going into this evening. And our first caller is Miss Carib, and Miss Carib is calling from area code 443.
All right. We have an area code 443 call in right now. Let's see if that's Miss Carib.
Okay, from Maryland. Hello.
Hi. Hi, is this Miss Carib?
Yes, this is her.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, yes, this is my first reading, and I have just actually been interested in
Hoodwink
Woodwork. Yes,
I'm going to be rude and just, or not be rude, but I'm just going to interrupt you just for a quick moment, okay, dear? What I want to do is read the synopsis of your case for Ms. Kat, okay?
Yes.
And
okay.
And for everyone else that's certainly listening, and we appreciate you so much for being right there with us. And here we go. So the synopsis of Ms. Carib is, here is a guy, X to be exact, that I have been intimate with since February of this year, and I would like to take things further into a relationship. But one minute he's whispering sweet nothings into my ear, next he's emotionless and sometimes mean. He's a Scorpio, and from reading his astrology, it describes him perfectly. I want to know if I should continue working on him or not, and if he feels anything for me. I want to know what the deal with his two different personalities he shows me. I've never had a reading before, so I would really love to get this opportunity. And there we are, Ms. Carib, and you certainly have the wonderful opportunity today to speak with Ms. Kat. And Ms. Kat, with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
All right, Ms. Carib, now I know he's a Scorpio. What sign are you, dear?
I'm a Virgo.
Ah, Virgo. All righty. Well, that's an earth sign, and he's a water, and those are naturally, you know, generally compatible signs. So we're going to go with that's a good idea. Now, I'm going to ask just a couple of more questions because I've never read for you before and I don't know you. Approximately, how old are you and how old is he?
He is 21 and I'm 22.
All right. So you're both very young people. That was the reason I asked, was that was my sense of it. And it does make a difference. I know people think, oh, you should read the same for everybody of every age. But people do have different stages in their life. All right. So I'm going to read this as a past, a present, and a future. Do you have your radio on or some sound in the background? I'm getting a little feedback from you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's probably my computer. I was in front of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know what you might want to do is just turn the sound down on your computer and just listen to me on the phone, okay?
Okay.
That'll work just fine. Then you can turn your computer up later. All right. So here's the cards I get. The first card, and this is the card of the past, shows me that this man has had a fairly, I guess you could say, a life that has not been the most advantageous life for him. He's had to toughen up a little bit. He's had some problems. Not your fault, but just the problems that he has had in his life have caused him to be a little bit suspicious of people. The card I have here is called the Nine of Wands. It shows a man who is leaning on a big old staff or walking stick or club, and behind him there are some others sticks coming up, and he's got a bandage on his head like he got hit on the head once. So either he's had one bad relationship or just he's had a tough life, but he's looking over his shoulder with a little suspicion. Well, that says to me that this man does not yet fully trust you. So what happens is he's emotionally going up and down, back and forth, because of a little bit of a lack of trust. That is not to say that you did anything. This is his head. Okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Now, he's shown with a bandage around his head. And that means that he has been hurt mentally or on his head before. Has he had a bad relationship before you?
Yes, I think he has. I'm wanting to think that it has actually to do with me, because we never argued, we didn't have a difficult relationship, but he ended it because I got pregnant while we were in school and I didn't come through with it.
So he's been hurt by this before. That explains it. He's been hurt before because this hurt him in a way he didn't tell you all. It's in his, like I said, it's a hurt in his head. But what I'm seeing is that situation has caused him to not trust you now. And so we need to talk about, can he be made to trust you? In other words, it's not that he's some sort of a bipolar freakish guy. It's that, well, you know, sometimes, I tell you, honey, sometimes in the cards it comes up and they go, why is my boyfriend like that? And I go, your boyfriend's crazy. This man is not crazy. This man is not crazy, but it's hard for him to change his course. He's a Scorpio. They're a fixed sign. He's emotionally fixed. When something happens, he kind of sticks with it. So how long ago did that pregnancy happen?
This happened in 2007, and haven't seen each other since 2008 we saw each other, then we started seeing each other again from February of this year, and he never talked about it, and just the last time I saw him, he was like, oh, I know we never talked about it, but he was like, I couldn't believe you couldn't tell me anything. He actually found it out from my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, hon. He's got what I would call emotional PTSD from this. This is a man who suspects you deeply, does not trust you. The next card I see for the relationship is, again, it's a difficult card, and this is about his feelings. It's the Ten of Swords. And this is a man who's been stabbed in the back with 10 different swords and left for dead by the side of the water. So he really does feel, I mean, the fact that he's even speaking to you again shows you have a good deal of power over him, because he feels like you really did stab him in the back. I mean, I'm not saying you were wrong. And in fact, I'm going to speak very frankly as a 64-year-old woman who has had more than one abortion, because I needed to. I don't believe in bringing an unwanted child into the world. So I think what your decision was yours and probably was right, but he feels hurt. See, he feels hurt. So now the third card is the card of the future. Okay? So the card of the future is not a bad card. In fact, it's a good card. It's a card called Temperance. Well, that means you need to be forbearant. You need to take it slow. It shows an angel, and the angel has two beautiful golden goblets of water and pours back and forth from one to the other, and not a drop is spilled. So what the angel says was, although one thing may have been a problem, there still is a communication between the two of you. There still is something between your two minds. The angel has one foot on the land and one foot on the water. And this is, the land way is blocked. There's a rock there, a hard rock. So this says that you need to have more communication in the material world because there are these iris flowers. Iris is the goddess of messages and communication.
Yeah.
You need to have hope in the material world. So speak, but don't drag down the conversation into endless recrimination, but you need to keep promise that you'll be more forthcoming. But the way forward is through the water. It's through spirit. Mm. And so this would indicate that you should do some spiritual work to soothe this man. I would literally do bathing work with him. Have you ever done any kind of root work on him or for him?
Yes, actually, I've been petitioning with St. Martha, and last week I see this guy once a month because we live 45 minutes away, so I haven't really been in contact with him for the last month and a half, and last week he sent something to my email saying, if you are my girlfriend, I'll take you out a lot, and I'd like for us to go shopping, and I love the way when we're together. And so I was like, what's going on? Because I haven't spoken to him, and he just sent me that out of the blue after a month. So I was like, okay, maybe I need to go get a reading then, because maybe it's not hopeless after all.
Well, I don't think it's hopeless, but there is, you know what's interesting about that card, the Ten of Swords, although it's black midnight and the man has been stabbed in the back 10 times, dawn is breaking. The light is coming up. It's right before daybreak. So there is some hope here, but I'm going to give you some suggestions.
Okay.
I would like you to do some work around him that involves water, blessing, spiritual work of the most gentle type. There's a crown in that card of Temperance that says you might have success. Now, the way might be blocked. The way might be blocked on the material world, but you can reach him in spirit. That means that he is a man who, if you try to reach him in dreams, he will be amenable to you. Have you ever tried to send to him messages of hope and love when he's asleep?
Yes. Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
You see? That shows. See, that cup, the cup that the angel has, one in each hand, two cups there, I call that two minds with but a single thought. You have some kind of a way of reaching out to this man through the world of spirit, and he will listen. It's not a foregone conclusion. You got a rocky road ahead of you, and that path is long and winding. Try some bathing and cleansing. If you can get close enough to him that you literally take a shower with him and wash him down or take a bath, you know what I'm saying? Give him a massage, something physical. Try to get some healing oil or blessing oil on him. Try to do a cleansing. And maybe also admit you too want a cleansing and just to start fresh and see what will happen. It's not 100% guaranteed here, but right now the problem is not his personality so much as his pain. All right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it definitely does. Yes. Wow.
All right. All right. All righty. So let's give you your homework then. I want you to get a white candle, and I want you to dress that white candle with blessing oil and healing oil. You mix the two together, blessing and healing oil, or you can use holy oil. And I want you to also recite. Do you know the Psalms in the Bible?
Yes, I do.
All right. I want you to recite Psalms number 51. which is, cleanse me with hyssop, though my sins be scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. And I want you to get some hyssop herb, H-Y-S-S-O-P, hyssop herb.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to make a tea out of that. Just boil a little of it up in some water. And I want you to bathe yourself with hyssop. And if you can, I'd like you to bathe him with hyssop, if you can. And that's a prayer. Anything that was wrong, let's make it right, and we start over again. All right?
Okay. Yes, and also I want to say, if I were to get their kit, start off with a kit, would I do any of their cleansing kits?
Yes. Yeah, you can. You could use. You could use something like as a Chinese wash to cleanse yourself with. You could use a Van kit, and also in the chat room, Nagashiva said roses are also indicated here as remedial, and I agree. The blessing oil has roses in it, and so. And so that's always a good one. Roses, for some reason, are very uplifting, and they will really help. You know, they will help refresh you. All right.
So,
do you have any other questions, or have I about answered everything you need?
You've just about answered everything. It sounds perfectly exactly what I thought the problem was, and thought I had a long way ahead of me because I'm Caribbean, and one of my aunts drew a card, and it keeps bringing up temperance every time she drew it up. So I was like, I don't get it. You know, so she just like, well, just do that.
It is a long path. This is not the easiest situation, but there is still what the card of that angel says, that temperance card. There is something between the two of you that will never be destroyed.
Yeah.
And so you take advantage of that, work in faith of that, and see how far you can get it, all right?
Yes. Thank you very much, Miss Scott. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Okay.
Alrighty, Miss Kat. Our next caller should be calling from area code 770 from Georgia. Miss Vanita.
Okay, I don't see someone on the board who's calling in asking to be picked up from that area code.
Okay. Do we have area code 616 from Michigan?
No, I did not see that area code either.
All righty. We are going to, let's see here, we're going to go ahead and do 646 from New York, and that's Lily.
No, I'm sorry. That's the third in a row that I did not see them here from the area code.
Okay.
Oh, my. Well, I'm going to just butt in right here and just say, while we line up the next people, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, usually with Dr. Keone, and he's stuck in traffic, and usually with me, Miss Catherine Ironwood, and I am here. And the role of Dr. Keone is being played by... my husband, Nagashiva, and Tammy Lee, of course, is holding down the fort trying to pick up callers. People need to kind of get their act together. When you sign up to call in, it's a good idea to call in because we don't like it when you don't call in. We won't pick you up next time. So we've just had three no-shows. Let's see what else we got. We have more people in line. I know that at the Lucky Mojo Forum, we've now gone through all of the new people. We do the new people first. So what we should probably go to then are the people who've had readings before.
Absolutely.
Unless we have some new, unless there were some new ones at Juju Central.
That we actually did have another caller from Juju Central, 281 from Texas.
Okay.
Vanessa?
No one from 281 that I can see here either.
Okay.
You know, I bet they've all gone off for the Memorial Day weekend. They thought they were going to sit by the radio, and then suddenly someone said, hey, let's go for a picnic, and they did.
Well, that's all right. We're going to go ahead and pick it right back up here with Miss Kat. With our caller, Ms. Shea. And Ms. Shea is calling back with an update from area code 318.
Yes, I think that she's here. Just one moment.
Ms. Shea from area code 318.
Hi.
I'm here.
Great.
Hi there, Ms. Shea.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
All right, Tammy is going to read your situation, and then we'll see what we can do for you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Ms. Shea writes, there is a man at work that I believe likes me a lot. Part of me likes him, too. He's almost 10 years older than me, and I don't mind it at all. He always finds ways to speak to me or somehow touch me in a flirty way. I don't mind the flirting because I flirt with him as well. He has a lot going on for himself. He's accomplished so much. He has many jobs that he's very good at and is a hard worker. We've even talked for almost an hour about our career goals. I feel like I know just about everything he wants to accomplish in life, and I'm very proud of him. The problem is that I don't want to waste time on some man that's not for me. I don't mind being his friend at all, but with the flirting that we do, it makes me believe that he wants more than to be friends. He's not asked me out yet. I don't know if he likes me and sees me as a potential girlfriend or if he's just trying to play me. I even tried to find out if he has a girlfriend or not without actually coming out and asking the question, but wasn't very successful. I'd really like some cards read on this man for love and his intentions with me. And that is Ms. Shea's feedback.
All right. Ms. Shea, let's start with a couple of questions here. What is your sign of the zodiac?
Virgo.
Virgo. Oh, that's why. All right. I'm going to tell you something about Virgos. And this went for the last lady, too, but I didn't say it then. Now I got two Virgo ladies in a row. I'm going to come out of my shell and say it. You know, Virgo women, well, Virgo is the virgin, as they say. Virgo women are very shy, decent, self-respecting women, and they often have a little difficulty picking up the, well, I was going to use a bad word on the radio, the let's do it vibe. That the let's do it vibe kind of just goes right over their head. And so as a Virgo, I'm just going to say to you that myself, being a Taurus, I see the world quite different than Virgos do. And I so often see these beautiful, gentle Virgos not, you know, like does he really care? You know, it just goes right past them. So I almost don't need to read cards for you. Just to hear that you're a Virgo, I could say he probably is about 100% more interested than you thought. Because Virgos are so gentle and sweet. When you think of a Virgo, think of a very beautiful, sweet female deer. You know how gentle and self-contained they are in their movements? That's how you
yeah.
are. But, am I right?
Right. I would like to think so.
All right. So, you know, there is something about the Virgo type. Now, what is the man's sign?
He was born on July 23rd.
July 23rd, that would make him an early Leo. So he's a more, you know, Mr. Lion type man. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to read some cards. And no wonder he is such an accomplished person. Leos are very accomplished people. They often have a lot going on for them socially. They are achievers. They really do well, and they are well respected by those around them. As far as the age difference, without pulling a single tarot card for you, I'll tell you, don't mind the age difference and don't let anyone think that you
ought
to.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's not what it's about. What it's about is the love and the respect and the affection and how similar you are. So let me see what I get on this man. All right. First card I get on him is the Knight of Wands. Well, he is a very fiery knight. He's a person who has accomplished much. Although he is older than you, he's still a very vibrant, vital man. He is looking. He is looking. He is interested. I don't think he, from this card, this is not the card of a person who's trying to play you. In fact, this is the card of a person who likes to assist, rescue, and help others. It's a very good card, the Knight of Wands. A proud person, a person of some worth and dignity and a little bit of a show-offishness, but certainly not a player type person. I wouldn't think so. So that's card number one. Card number two, that is a little more iffy. Card number two is the Two of Pentacles. Now, that shows a man who is weighing or juggling two big golden coins or balls, and he's sort of tap dancing. He's like, the weighing of these things has kind of thrown him off balance. He's kind of doing a little bit of a soft shoe tap dance with these two balls, and behind him there is the water of the ocean going up and down and up and down like a roller coaster with ships on the sea. He's got a little more than one thing on his mind. I'm not sure whether it is another girlfriend, but something is in the background on his mind. And it may be work-related, it may be money-related, but there is something on his mind that he is not able to make a complete choice one way or the other at this time. So my advice is keep on going. He hasn't dropped your ball yet, and he hasn't dropped the other ball. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you have, seriously, do you have any reason to doubt his sincerity? Is there anything that makes you think he's just a player? Because I don't see it here. Or are you just afraid?
No, I'm just afraid. And because, you know, long as he's been flirting with me, most guys would have asked you out, by that time, mm-hmm. or would have been asked you out, but he hasn't even done that yet. So that's why I was like, either he's hiding something from me and don't want to come out and say that he has another girlfriend or something like that, or what is he doing? You know,
there is something going on behind the scenes. There is something going on behind the scenes, and I don't know. He hasn't decided yet is what we're looking at this card, the balancing, the weighing, the juggling. He hasn't quite decided yet, and he doesn't know how to get off that that indecision. It's not, again, so much about you. There's something that's in his life, and it may be another girlfriend or an ex who is still dependent on him. It may be some secret of his life. I know I just have to channel Dr. K. If here, Dr. K would say, does he have a baby? Is he gay? Dr. K always goes for the throat.
I know. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't hear me say that. But Dr. K, he just like weighs right in. I see something, and I'm going to be more gentle on the man. I do believe there is something on this man's mind, but I'm not going to make a guess. But you could probably find out if you tried. The next card, the third card I see, is a card that shows that he has delayed this and may delay it a little longer. It's the Three of Wands. And that shows a person who's waiting for something. They're waiting for their ships to come in. They're on top of a hill. They're overlooking a little bay or river of water. The sun has turned to sunset color golden. The water has turned golden and reflective. And three little ships are coming in. But by now, the man is kind of raggedy and patched on his clothes, and he's not quite in the shape that he was once. But he's waited maybe a little too long for his ships to come in. So this guy is not going to get off this thing right away. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend you do, because I'm curious, if it were me, well, what is going on here? I would try to do something to try to open his speech and get him to talk a little bit more. To sort of like let you know where things are going. He may just be waiting for all the stars to align. You know what I'm saying? He may be waiting for for things to go just right, but he's waited a little bit longer than normal. And that card, the Three of Wands, shows a man who's willing to wait. So one of the things you can do is to try to push ahead a little bit farther. Set yourself a time limit, and don't feel foolish. I know for a Virgo, this is a real hard one. Just bear with me. Trust me on this. Set yourself a time limit, and whatever feels right to you. And then pretend you weren't a Virgo for those weeks or months, and just let yourself hang out. Don't be embarrassed. Just, you know, let it all be and see what happens. At the end of that time, if he has not picked up and moved from his safety square, then it just don't bother. Just said it was an experiment. Just say, Miss Cat told me to try this. Now, what I mean by don't act like a Virgo, I'm talking about be a little bit more forward coming. You know, get yourself some nice conjure oils or perfumes that have a love effect on them, like Look Me Over or Attraction or Kiss Me Now. In fact, Kiss Me Now may be the best one, because that's the one to get them to really just, you know, stand up and do it. And say, you know, kiss me now, and we'll see what happens, you know. You know, wear it on yourself, put it around if you want to. Now, if I understood right, this man is at work with you, right?
He is.
Mm-hmm. All
he
right.
Is.
Now, in the job that you do at work, do you ever hand him papers or things that he would touch that you have touched?
Absolutely.
All right. You could, if you wanted to, dust those papers just a little bit. You don't want to put oil on paper because it'll stain it, but dust the papers a little bit with some kind of, you know, Kiss Me Now would be a good one. You might want to put a little bit of the oil in your hair and let your hair be around him. Now, I'm going to say something that is going to make all the Virgos squirm, all right? One of the best ways to get a man who's flirting with you to actually either go a step farther or take a step back is to take a little bit of your pussy juice and put it on your finger and put it behind your ears like perfume, okay?
Okay.
You understand? I know people
yeah.
go, what? But it works. it really is what you do to get a man's attention. Now, when you think about it, why does that work? Well, you know, we evolved from four-legged animals, and they all would go around and sniff each other's hinies, you know. But when we stand up, well, women tend to be a little shorter than men, and so men they can't smell your, you know what. So the best they can do is sort of smell around your head and your ears. So you gotta carry that scent up there, and where they can smell it. All right.
Okay.
And it's a very old fashioned. It's a very old-fashioned work, and it's an old hoodoo remedy that, you know, that's what it is. Okay. Well, some people call it natural pheromones, you know? Okay?
Oh, okay.
Or personal concerns.
Personal concerns. You can mix it with a little bit of the Kiss Me Now. You can mix it with a little bit of rose oil, you know, anything like that. Okay? I think if you do that, set yourself a time limit. Let's say, you know, right now it's the very end of May. You know, give yourself a couple of months. And whatever, you sit down and think about it. I'm going to do this for 3 weeks. I'm going to do this for 3 months. Whatever it's going to be, you'll have a number in your head. I'll do this until the 4th of July. I'll do this until whenever. And then you'll see whether you get that response, all right? But what I see here is this man has something else on his mind. It's delaying him a little bit. It may be the age question just as much as having another woman. There's something on his mind that is holding him back. He would like to have something more, but He's just a little bit slow to move, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. I always wish that everybody would find the love they want. And this man does sound good. He does sound good to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're wasting time by trying it out, okay? And don't feel foolish by what I just said, all right?
Thank you.
All righty. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hi. All right. Well, this is the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and brought to you by LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com. And Dr. Keone is caught in traffic, and he is not here today. So you get me and Nagashiva, my dear husband, and of course our dear wonderful Tammy Lee, who's going to get us the next caller.
Thank you, Miss Kat. And our next caller would be Senora 63, calling from area code 209 in California, Northern California.
Very good. Well, we have someone here from the 209 area code. Let me see if I can make them live for us. Hi, caller. Is this the one we're trying to reach?
It is. Hi, Senora 63. I'm going to read a brief synopsis of your callback with Miss Kat. And Senora 63 has a reading with Miss Kat on the show before. And she writes back that I've been doing some candle work to manifest a better paying job. My current job's pay will be cut after July the 1st. I support myself and need a job where I can make more money to be able to pay my household obligations, plus have a little extra to spend on fun stuff and possibly save. I also ask for a job where I will feel successful and fulfilled, and will I get that job that I'm looking for?
All right. All right, Senora 63, may I ask, is 63 your
my
age, or is 63 your birth year? All right.
Birth year.
Birth year. Okay. And let me ask a couple of other questions. You say your current job's pay will be cut after July 1st. Do you mind telling me what field you work in?
With families, social services with families.
Okay, all right. So this is a state-mandated pay cut?
Well, what happens is I got hired in April, and so I'm getting paid continuously from April to June, the end of the fiscal year. The beginning of the fiscal year, July 1st, I get paid for 10 months' work because I have off a couple of months, you know, like a school year, but they spread it out in 12 months. So my pay is going to go way down, like by $500 or $600 a month.
Wow.
That's what I
bad.
Do, but it's... Yes. I love what I do, but it won't be...
Okay. So you're now, meanwhile, looking for a better-paying job. Is this going to be in the same field or in a different field?
I want a better-paying job. Well, I will be able to feel fulfilled and... like everything that I wrote. I don't know what kind of field.
Yeah, but you don't. But now when we talk about when I said field, I mean let me just be trying to get here to the heart of what your question is. Do you want to go off and become a novelist? Do you want to become a forest fighter? You want to keep on working in the field you're in right now?
I want to work with people.
Want to work with people. All right. And in a credentialed area, do you have the credentialing for that? In other words, I'm just trying to get at the realism of what you're looking at here.
I don't have a credential. I have a credential for to be a preschool teacher.
Aha. So, all right. Okay. So you've been doing candle work. Now, can you name to me the kind of candles you've been doing?
My green candle with money drawing oil from Lucky Mojo. And I pray to my candle in the morning, and I pray to it at night. And it's always lit unless I have to, when I go to work, I
I turn it off. Not blow it out. Mm-hmm. I turn it off because I work mm-hmm. about 40 minutes away.
I see.
By the way,
okay, good. On. Good. All righty.
And I have a little prosperity altar.
You have a little what?
Prosperity altar.
A little prosperity altar. Good for you. Good for you. Well, I like to hear when I hear people are doing the right kind of thing, and that all sounds good. I'm going to offer a couple of suggestions as far as what I would see to do. Number one, and I probably will pull some cards too, but I'm just going to give you some ideas as far as getting a better paying job. If the job that you apply for, that you're going to need to use paper to apply rather than just electronic, I want you to dust those papers, any kind of application forms or any kind of thing. I want you to dust those papers, and here's what I want you to use. I want you to use Crown of Success mixed with Steady Work, and you can also put in some money drawing too if you'd like to. But dust the papers just lightly on the back and hold your hand over them and pray, may all those who touch these papers see me as the right person for the job, offer me a good job at a good wage. Okay, then turn those papers in. Same if you have a business card that you turn in when you turn in your resume. You see, anything like that you're going to hand to them in person, I want you to have dusted it. Now, don't dust it so much that they go, ooh, there's powder all over this thing. You just want to lightly dust it, but the most important, pray over it while you're doing that. Okay. Now, any company or organization that you are going to apply to, let's say you're going to apply to a such and such a school system or to such and such a county social services program or whatever it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
I want you to get to their website and print out their logo or their name or the name of the person who's going to interview you. You can often find out a lot about these people from the web or if they give you a business card. And I want you to put those people in some sort of a sugar or honey jar while you are working on them. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say a honey jar or sugar jar?
I do.
Okay. So you can, like, just take regular old sugar and get a little small half-pint canning jar. And, you know, let's say I was going to apply to the, you know, I don't know, just make up a name, the Rider-Waite-Smith preschool, right? And I'm going to get their little logo, and I'm going to, you know, and the names of all the people, and I'm going to put that in that little thing of sugar. And with it, I'm going to put maybe some herbs that would be, you know, be like gravel root for a good job, a steady job, things like that. I would pray, you know, may the people at the Rider-Waite-Smith preschool favor me above all other applicants and look on me as the chosen one, you know. And I would burn some candles on that or plant a plant on it if I wanted to do that. If I used sugar and not honey, I would not mm-hmm. be putting inedible herbs into it. I would put the herbs in with a packet with those names. I would actually try to use a little bit of that sugar as I went to the interview. I literally put a little bit of sugar in my mouth, sweeten my tongue for them. They would hear me talk with that from that sugar jar that had their name packet in it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can also take their names and put them in your shoe when you go for the interview. You can wear it in their shoe, and then you can kind of tap your foot just slowly once or twice, keep them under your control, under your command. And as I was told, if you're going to do that, people will sometimes put a little gravel root and a little salt in the shoe, and then you look at them. And they always say, don't look above them, they'll think you're too high. Don't look below them, they'll think you're too low. But just really do look them right in the eye and smile. Now, there are other things that are used for this kind of work, too. Crown of Success is one of the things that's used to make your work successful. When you have Crown of Success oil, you can take a little bit of that when you go for the interview or the job turning in the resume and stuff before the interview, and you just put a little bit on your over your eyebrows and then a little bit up on top of your head, and you say, "May all my works be crowned with success." So these are some of the things that would be done. If you're asking for favors from people, people in the chat room are just going really fast here, and I don't even know who said this first, but a five-finger grass, Tammy Lee just posted that. Five-finger grass is always good to get favors granted, and alfalfa is always good to get money. Gravel root's always good for jobs. And those things are very useful. Now, there's another way to try to get a job. And I don't talk about this too often, but if you know somebody else who is working at a place where you would like to work, invite that person out and then get something on them that they would carry and convey to the place on your behalf magically. I don't mean say to them, "Here, take this thing and put it there for me." But if you can, and if they're that kind of a friend, say, "Could you put this there for me?" If not, just, you know, get a little bit of a light dusting of something on that person. Remember, we've talked on the radio show many times about how people will use dogs or pets or children to convey negative things between family members who aren't speaking. Well, so-and-so has the right to see the child, and then they dust the child with something horrible, and the child comes back, and everyone's in bad shape. The opposite can be true, too. You can convey love to somebody. You can convey your power, your successfulness, your higher ability by putting something on somebody else who works there. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yes.
All right. So let's say you have a friend who works there, and you say, "Well, you know, honey, I really wish I could have a job at the Rider-Waite-Smith preschool like you do." She says, "Oh, it will be wonderful to have you there." And then you can just take and get a little bit of that oil and just say, touch her with it and say, you know, "Well, tell them that I would love to work there." And she'll carry it. She'll carry that over. And when she goes there, she'll convey your specific wish to the area. You see? She need not even know she's...
Yeah. Can I give her a gift like a paperweight or a pen or something?
Oh, absolutely. That's the best. Now we're talking really business. You see, now we're talking really giving something. Yeah, if you can give her a scarf that she might wear to work or something like that, you see, so that your command, your wish, your petition is on that thing and she wears it, that's good. That's really good. Another thing is to go by the place and get some dirt from around the place and bring it home to you and say, I want to work here at this place, and I'm willing to do anything I can. Mix some of that dirt with sugar, pray over it, and you know, just maybe they'll get you a job at that Rider-Waite-Smith preschool, you know? I mean, that's what you try to do is many of the things that can be done for success can be done to get a new job. Okay?
All right.
One of the best ways to get new jobs is to wear something in your shoe and literally say, "Let me be guided to my new job." For instance, a petition paper that you might write out, you know, I'm looking for a new job and I want it to, you know, I want to be led there, and ask for it and then wear it in your shoe. Now, I'm going to...
Get out, put it in.
I'm sorry.
Put it in.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said day after day. Just take it out, put it back in. You know, if I change shoes, just put it in the new shoe for that day.
Yeah, and if it wears out, you can write another one. And you want to dress it with some oils or some powders, you know, a little bit of steady work and a little bit of money drawing, whatever it is, attraction, you know, things like that. Those kinds of things will really get you where you need to go. And I've used that technique of wearing something in my shoe when I needed to find a place to live. You know, I'd write my perfect apartment. This goes back a ways. I did this when I was young, and I lived in Berkeley, California, and I wanted an apartment. And someone said, "Well, if you wear a boy's name in your shoe, you'll get the boy." And I thought, I wonder if I wear an apartment's name in my shoe, if I'll get the apartment. Uh-huh. And I had no idea where I was going to live, and I just said, I need a good place to live. Well, I did end up with a very good place to live. So that can work. Just put it in your shoe. Okay?
Okay.
So as far as reading cards here, I'm going to just see what we see for the near future. I see a little tough time in the money in the past. There's a four of pentacles. That's the little king who's lost everything. It shows some clinging to the money you've got. You're going to have to cut expenses. This is not a good card for money. It's a card that says, don't undertake a change lightly. Hold on to what you've got. Make sure you know where you're going. And cut expenses. Okay? It's not a great card. Next card I get is called the Judgment. This is where the dead come back to life. Gabriel blows the horn. The dead comes back to life. Everybody is happy. Looks like you are going to get what you want. It will be a change. Something new is going to happen in your life. And the third card, well, that's kind of interesting because I had mentioned something about a friend. Here are three women all toasting each other with happy golden goblets, and they're all toasting each other and cheering each other. So if you do get a job at some place where there's already a friend of yours, you're going to be very happy, and so will that friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Does that open up a road to you?
Yes. At any time, does it show, like within 2 months?
I wish. Well, I'll tell you, the situation shows that it will be by fall, because we see the grape harvest on these three women with the cups. They're holding grapes, and there are pumpkins. I wish I could say the grape harvest is early. The pumpkin harvest comes a little bit later. Around here, September, October. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Okay? But it'll all be, it looks like it'll all be good by the time the pumpkins are on the ground, it'll be good. All right?
Okay. I just want to, hopefully that'll be okay during the summer months then, because I'm going to take a big pay cut.
Yeah. Well, keep looking for that new job. But this says between the grape harvest and the pumpkin harvest is when you're going to be able to do something better, okay? And don't give up. Just keep on pounding the pavement and keep on turning in those resumes. One thing, magic will take you so far. Resumes will take you the rest of the way.
Okay, okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, hon.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, now I'm going to just mention that there are a couple of very interesting points being brought up in the chat room. And one of the ones is from Shadow Walker, who's a regular poster in the chat room. And Shadow Walker says, I pour oils into my roommate's shampoos and body washes to help keep peace between everyone and keep them safe. That brings up a whole other thing, and thank you for mentioning that, Shadow Walker. We mentioned giving the friend who has the job at the place that you want to go to a gift that they might carry to the job. What a lovely gift to give them a bath set of some very lovely lotions and bath crystals and things like that, which they will then use to convey your desire to their job. Okay? That's a good idea, Shadow Walker. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
This is the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com and Forum.LuckyMojo.com and JujuCentral.net and the whole rest of the crew. And we've got a little less than half an hour to go. Is that right?
That's about right. It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right. So, just for those who are listening and listening in the archives, Dr. Keone was stuck in traffic, could not make it in. And we do have someone asking, how do you pre-register for the call? So I'm going to give a little bit of thing on that before we take the next call. To pre-register for the calls, and this is for Britt Hanna, you go to jujucentral.net or to forum.luckymojo.com. And when you get there, you'll be directed and guided toward a place where you can leave your message about pre-registration. At at the forum.luckymojo.com. Just go into the search box and type in the word radio show, and you'll find something called radio show pre-call ID. And you want the one with an upcoming date, because the one that we're in right now has been locked. You can't add any more to it on the day that it's happening. And there's a list of questions, and you fill out the questions. Just copy the questions, fill them out, and then we'll have all your information. You say the date that you are going to be there, and then you'd be there, because we call your number, and if you're not there, we move on to the next one. So I hope that explains that all to Britt Hanna, and I hope to hear from you sometime, Britt Hanna. All right, let's take our next caller then, Tammy Lee.
Absolutely, Ms. Catt. Our next caller is Rose. It's calling from area code 609 in New Jersey with a follow-up from the May 1st show.
I don't see anyone here calling from area code 609. Sorry about that.
Okay. We also have Ms. P. That is calling from area code 702 in Los Angeles.
All right, that was Ms. T.
P like person.
P like Peter.
Ah, P like, very good. We have a caller from 702. Is this Ms. P?
Yes.
Great. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hi, Ms. P. How are you? And welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. I'm going to go ahead and read a brief synopsis for the...
Can wait a minute. Wait. Ms. P, before we read the synopsis, can you turn down whatever that loud noise is?
Yes. Give me 1 second.
All right. It sounds like a television, radio, and half of Los Angeles in your living room. We can't hear you talk. All right. Is that better now? There she comes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
No problem. Okay, Tammy Lee is going to read your situation then.
Okay, Misty, it appears that on the Lucky Mojo forum, I'm reading exactly what you wrote. It looks like you had tried to register before, but you may actually be a new person to call in. So just let Ms. Catt know that once I've read the synopsis, okay? Ms. P writes, I get a hold to love and money, and then it just ends up and disappears.
Yes.
Still hearing that background noise.
Okay, yeah, go
yeah.
ahead and turn that so I can make sure that Ms. Catt can hear you, okay?
Okay.
I get a hold.
Can you go? Can you go into another room or something? Because that's going to be very loud.
I'm in a silent room now.
I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead.
I get a hold to love and money, and then it just ends and disappears in a flash. There's this new guy whom I've known for 9 years, and basically love. We had a sexual relationship a few months back. And then 2 months ago, he told me that he was ready for a relationship and asked me how I felt. I told him I really cared about him, and I haven't heard from him since. I just want to know if he still has feelings, or should I just move on? And Ms. P definitely wants a reading and Hoodoo Stalwart. And Ms. P, go ahead and share with Ms. Catt if you have either had a reading with either Ms. Catt or Dr. Keone before, because I'm looking at what you've got on the board. Can you just share that with her, please?
Oh, no, never has.
Okay.
Never had. Okay, you just read
my
that.
First one.
All righty. All right, hon. Well, I'm going to tell you, this one sounds very hinky and strange. You've known the man 9 years. You love him. You had a sexual relationship a few months back. Then 2 months ago, he told you he was ready for a relationship and asked how you felt. As soon as you said yes, he walked. Is that about it?
Yes, that's basically what happened.
All right. Well, I got to say, I don't feel a really good feeling about this man. I don't like men who hurt women's hearts, and that sounds like what we got here. What is your sign of the zodiac, dear?
Virgo.
Oh, another Virgo. It's the Virgo show. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear me talking about the Virgo women?
Yes. And I was like, if they get my call, they're going to know.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I tell you, honey, I love you, Virgos. You are such sweet, gentle people, but your love lives often get so messed up because of this inability somehow to connect. It's not a curse. It's not. It's something. It's like I don't understand it. I don't understand it because every man should love a Virgo. They are the sweetest people. They are accurate in the work they do. They are faithful. They are true. But somehow they get shunted aside when they wait for that moment of love, and then poof, it just goes right past them. I don't know what that is. And here we are, another one. Isn't that strange? Well, you're a Virgo. What sign is the man?
He's an Aquarius.
Well, that's at least in your favor.
Yeah. Aquarius, borderline Pisces, I guess.
Aquarius on the verge of Pisces. Okay. Well,
yes.
Aquarius and Virgo are not notably compatible, but they're not notably incompatible. The one good thing I can say about Aquarius is they're about as dry as it gets. And they're not usually kind of cruel people or people who mean to hurt. They've got their own little issues. My word. And how old are you? And how old is he?
I'm 23, and he's 27.
All right. Well, let me take a look at this. Virgo night. All right, first card I get, Six of Cups. Six of Cups shows two little children playing in a courtyard, little brother and little sister, we call them. Well, they have little beautiful golden cups, and they have flowers in the cups that are jasmine flowers, which are the flower of psychic vision. And this means that he and you do have some sort of a beautiful relationship that is sort of a psychic relationship. He does care about you. In a sense, he feels like brother and sister to you as well. In other words, that's kind of part of what's confusing him. An Aquarius is a person who is a deep thinker, usually. They sometimes overthink things. They are people who never, never are cruel. They're just the most well-intentioned people. They're idealistic. And I think here what we're seeing is, in the past, there was a little bit too much brother-sister and not quite enough seductress and seducer-type relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had sex, but now that making that leap and the fact that he's just walked away, there's something seriously, deeply wrong here. I mean, you know, maybe cutting back, but that does not seem right. So the next card I have after that brother and sister card is a card here that shows he's got some kind of trouble. And this is a card that tells me something is going on with him. It is the card of the Five of Pentacles. It shows a person who is, or two people, a man and a woman, who are in the snow, kind of poor and raggedy, sick, tired, and don't know what to do. And so he's what I would call poor in spirit. He's got some trouble. Do you know if he has, I mean, do you know what kind of trouble he might have? Am I shooting in the dark here?
No, I don't know what type of, honestly, not that I could think of. Like, as far as I was concerned, he was doing well.
Okay.
So, I mean, not that I could think of.
I see some sort of a trouble here with him, and it may be, well, they're outside of a church, too, and I wondered, is he afraid of a church wedding? I mean, there's something here. He's in the snow, struggling along, and something has hit him. Something has come up and has caused him to take off into a more dark territory, and it may be something that you don't know about. I mean, it may be something. Let's put it this way: I'm seeing something that's quite unpleasant in his life. I think, though, that the real problem stems from that past, that brother-sister card. He he's willing to be well, you know, a buddy friend, but I think that there's something about the relationship here. I would not even do work on him. I know that sounds pretty harsh, but I'd wait till he comes around again, and I would not trouble myself about it, because what I'm seeing here is a card that is the future card, the Three of Swords.
Oh dear.
And that says to me that that there is a possibility of greater sorrow if you were to pursue him.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This is a dark sort of situation. It's almost like you had something. I'm going to go one card further because this does trouble me. I almost wish. Well, you never had a fight with him or anything like that?
No.
He just stopped calling.
He just stopped. I mean, it was sort of like a fight. It wasn't even really like a fight. He just said he would talk to me later, and I haven't heard from him since.
Mm-hmm.
After we talked about that.
Yeah, he's gone off. He's gone off, and he's doing something that is not happy for him. Something has happened to him, some part of his life, very unhappy. He is not, I don't see him coming toward you at this time. If it were me, I would set it aside for now. I wouldn't even work on him. I would love to give you some advice on how to bring him back, but I'm not seeing it. I think what he wanted was this kind of childlike relationship, that this brother and sister, and now he's seeing it would be too much hard work, you see, and there's something wrong with this guy. It is going to hurt your heart. I hate to say it. Three swords in the heart, Three of Swords in the heart, and the heart is crying tears, and I think you probably have cried some tears or will cry some tears over this, but I'm going to pull another card like Dr. K does. I usually do the three-card cut, and very rarely we'll do a four-card, but I'm looking at this, and it's sad, and I want to see if we can get something come out of it. Well, the last card I get, outcome Queen of Cups. This says to me that in the end you do have this psychic relationship with him. That's like the cup kids at the beginning, and now we've got the cup lady. Almost like in the end you will find out what happened. In the end you will, but you'll be looking at it from a very calm point of view. And you might want to try to let it rest, but in the end you will find out, you know. Something wrong with that man. Something has happened, but it's not for you to solve it at this time. And frankly, just speaking as a woman who respects herself, I wouldn't go with a man who dropped me and wouldn't talk to me for 2 months. Heck with him. That's just my thought on it. I mean, if I can be brave and tell you that, you know. Do a cut and clear. Do, you know, wash yourself with some cut and clear or black walnuts and go on. I don't think this man is for you. Okay? I hope you find a better one.
Okay, no, definitely. Yeah. I will be.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Alrighty, so hon.
All right.
I hate it when I have to give a reading like that, you know? You know what I mean, Nagashiva?
I do. I happen to be reading cards in parallel here, and everything that you were saying was reflected in my reading as well. Actually, fairly worse, the future, including the tower on this deck. It's actually the Holocaust. So I would not have disputed anything. I would have only underscored what you'd said.
Yeah. It's strange how those things have happened. And she's a person who, she'll understand it. Some point she'll understand what happened, but I don't know that I can say that she should pursue that one. All right. Well, we're coming up at the end of the show. We've got what? How many more minutes? 5 minutes left.
5 minutes.
All righty. So, who's that on the line? We still have someone on the line?
Not any longer.
Okay. All righty. So. what I'm going to say is just a couple more things here. I hope I didn't offend any Virgos. I certainly did not mean to. But I love my Virgo friends, and I'll tell you, they are so kind, so gentle, and need to be treated with the utmost respect. That last reading was one of those kind of readings that no reader likes, because you look at it and you go, no, there's something way wrong here, way, way, way wrong. I don't think it's about the relationship between them. It's him. There's something serious going on there with him. And sometimes people call a radio show, they don't think they're going to get, you know, the tower card thrown down on them. but that's, you know, that's what it is. Thank you. Lynn Tyson says, Virgo not offended here. when I was young, I studied astrology with a man named Gavin Arthur. He was a grandson of the ex-president of the United States, late president of the United States, Chester A. Arthur. And Gavin Arthur used to talk about Virgos and failed Virgos. And by failed Virgos, what he meant were Virgos who had and didn't act like Virgos. He called them failed Virgos. And I said, why do you call them failed Virgos? He goes, well, when you go to their houses aren't all neat like the regular Virgos. So I've used that phrase, failed Virgos, and I have found more than a few who says, yes, that's right, I'm a Virgo, but I don't keep my house neat. Well, Gavin Arthur, that was the man who taught me that phrase. You know, sun sign astrology is not the be-all and end-all. So you, who knows where your moon is or where your other planets are. But we just had a lot of Virgos today, and these are these gentle, sweet, delicate young ladies.
I would describe that as being in their power when they are having a neat house and doing everything in a pragmatic way.
Yeah, exactly. That is so true. They gain power. Power through bookkeeping, power through accountancy, power through having a clean workspace. Oh, and Lucky Mojo Crew, Della, and says, you know, I need my workspace clean, but my house is a mess. Yeah. All righty. So good words for the Virgos. And we'll just let Gavin Arthur rest in peace with his talk of failed Virgos. I'll tell you something. Gavin Arthur had a bad word to say about every sign of the zodiac. He told me Tauruses were lazy and expected people to feed them, and he was right.
Well, those are some of the negative aspects of that sign, and there are positive and negative ones of every single one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, if I talk trash about somebody else, I got to talk trash about my own sign too. All right. All righty. So, Contraman Ali says, laughing out loud, I do have somebody else to to feed me. All right.
All right. Well, we'll be here next week at the same time, at the same location, from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. The show is also brought to you by drkeone.com. You can find us on the web at luckymojo.com and at drkeone.com. And we'll be seeing you next week when you can hear the familiar refrain, strain of the jug band Waltz, which I'm hoping to play any moment now.
All right. And look for the Lucky Mojo newsletter sometime around the 1st. Get it together. All
great.
Right.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you for helping and holding down the fort. And thanks, everyone, for their patience.
We want Dr. Keone back.
We want Dr. Keone back next week. That's right. All right. Good night, all, and it's been a wonderful evening. All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.